Hi friends, we start with chapter 7 on pricing strategy overall under our subject of rural marketing. Pricing strategy is also, as you know, is very important consideration, especially when it comes to any marketing. And marketing, especially in rural area, needs certain additional focus. So that is what we are going to understand. But yes, while we do that, we will touch base on various aspects of pricing strategy, which is of course in general valid even otherwise. But within each of that, we will try and see what is the rural marketing dimensions to that. So let's begin. Pricing rural India concept and the significance. So this particular slides, we are trying to tell you the essence of pricing across rural India and what are the ways that means and challenges. Price is a major element in the market, any marketing mix. We all agree to that. It's an exchange value which a consumer is willing to pay to you, and you are able to extract the maximum benefit out of price that you generate and the revenue that you generate. There are aspects like, you know, why it has to be distinctly different many times is there is a SACHE revolution which everyone talks about, which was started by C.K. Ranganathan when they introduced the cheek shampoo, and he was fighting at that time the battle against who's who of MNC like HUL and all. Same is a case like a Nirma, as you see, like, you know, the success of Nirma is against all odds fighting with the largest multinational company of the world. And most companies follow suit and resort to low unit price strategy. Often in this competitive environment, a company often feel that it is better to keep the price lower and win the consumers, but that every time is not the right pricing strategy. One need to really understand various aspects of pricing strategy so that you can arrive at the right pricing for your consumer or rural market. All possible categories, like whether it is detergent, toothpaste, toiletries, etc., have decided to introduce either products in the sachet or small pack size to make the difference, like Coke Rupees 5, you know, bottle. So this is way they are trying to win over their consumers. So both it's a result of a product strategy and a pricing strategy, therefore later on plays important role. Even while designing a product strategy, if you have a pricing strategy in mind, it often helps. This, of course, a common sight across all Pan Bidi and General Kariana stores, and which is a result of a SACHE revolution, as they say. Over the past decades, many companies have decided to offer smaller packs and a SACHE, which is resulting into people buying them. And even the newcomers, even for the many first timers, try these products, and later as their consumption frequency increase, they get into larger packs. Yeah. So this is how they make the customer create that brand stickiness. Farm sector is resulting their purchasing power. What is happening is now the rural market is also offering non-agri opportunities. Non-agri opportunities bring in additional disposable income. All the family members possibly have an earning opportunity, which was earlier not the case. Farm income was depending on the monsoon vagarity and monsoon variations, etc. So the scene is changing, where in the rural area, purchasing power is gradually increasing. Their exposure is increasing, and therefore they want to also have the branded products, trendy products, etc. They are willing to consider paying more, provided there is a value for money, etc. So as a result, the rural market pricing really need to be understood. What is the next line says? Even high value brands are finding attraction. So what is happening? That is a subject matter any rural marketer needs to understand while you price your products. Rural consumers are of course showing a propensity towards spending on a high quality products, but they are backed up by the value for money concept is still very strong among them. Traditionally, for example, rural consumers have been traditionally bidi smokers, including the young Turks used to be a bidi smoker, which is today not the case. Today, young rural population has shifted or shifting towards cigarettes. So as a result, the branded cigarettes find the popularity among rural youth. So this and various other parameters are the factors changing the rural consumption pattern, and therefore needs a eye of a marketeer to develop a effective pricing strategy. The way in which the companies price. So we will try to understand how the companies go about pricing the product. These are the general point. As we move forward, we will really understand various pricing strategy options available to you. It's crucial to decide how much to charge. Naturally, if charge is too much, product may not find acceptance and your volume may not come. If you price too low, you may be able to sell the volume, but at the cost of not recovering even your cost. So in that case, either you are in loss or making insignificant profit, in the sense that profit would have any which has come to you if you put your money in the fixed deposit or a say recurring deposit, etc., or a savings, this thing. So essence is to like really earn something more than what you earn by just investing the money elsewhere. Sometimes companies also offer target pricing. So this is also a way to approach one of the strategy. Well, there are many other approach that is possible. In the target pricing, you set the target. At this target, I want to sell this product. So what is that need to be done in terms of your product strategy? So that's what decides your product strategy based on the target that you want to. They do everything to ensure that the price is met. Yeah. So here the product strategy also plays a role. Once you decide a target price, the product strategy has to play the role to achieve that desired target price. Case here is the Tata Nano, which is like declared that, you know, we will sell it at rupees 1 lakh car for the Indian user. So as a result, Tata has worked the product strategy in the backward, where instead of say 2 wiper, the 1 wiper only was given. One side view mirror was given. So many other such changes they brought into the product called car, yani, which was earlier unheard of. They managed to bring a low cost car revolution in India. So this is how the overall company can consider going about charging or pricing their products. So consumer psychology and pricing. Yani. So how, what is the connect? Yani? How that is linked? So let's study that. Often the rural consumers are very conscious of the value for money. They don't necessarily look for cheaper products, but they want a good quality products, giving them money for a value for money that they spend. So value for money is a very essential criteria. They don't need feature rich product. They need functionally rich product with a good long lasting quality assurance, for which they are willing to pay a price which will give them the value for money. They don't perceive the premium value of the brand. They are not in that position to perceive the premiumness of the brand. Here, if you communicate a brand with use of luxury elements and all, like consumers of urban India may get driven. Rural India consumers may not get driven by brand ambassadors, or we have seen that also in that statistical slide. They look for functionality and they look for value for money. Rural consumers are generally compare the price of the product with a reference price that is considered reasonable. So they always get into comparative mode. They have alternatives available, so then they try to compare the alternative. So they are still in an era wherein the people were conscious about the value that they pay, which is today not so this thing among the urban consumers. But rural consumers still look at what value for money that they are getting. The price that they are paying is right. Is he getting the required functional value out of it? That will determine value for money. So setting the price for the rural product and service, the price of any product, one must understand the factors which influence the price. So these are the factors that we are trying to educate you. There are internal factors and there are external factors. Internal factors like cost, objective of the company. So cost is of course the first determinant. Vis-a-vis what is the objective of the organization. Where, so that depends on the pricing strategy. It is important for you to penetrate the market, create a survival, create a stickiness, then of course your pricing would be different. If it is a scheming prices, as they say, one of the strategies, you will immediately on introduction try to recover your investment, etc. So various things, which is in rural India, it is very difficult to get into a scheming pricing, honestly, because there the consumers are still conscious of what they are paying for. External factors are like price sensitivity of the consumers. They are very sensitive, you know, for what they are paying and for what they are getting. Channel cost, competition, environment, etc. These are the other external factors, you know, for which you have to really pay them. You know. Your this thing starts with this, you know, channel cost, what is the competitive pricing there, environmental issues, if any. Then comes the sensitivity. So when after considering your internal this thing and other cost, sensitivity aspect finally determines what price you can really charge to your consumers. Internal factors, we have seen that internal factors does determine. So one is the cost, which is primarily that will determine that minimum that you need to recover. Second is the objective of the company. So objective of the company is defined in the next slide. Cost can be of various natures. So you see that there is a two type of cost generally. The fixed cost and the variable cost. Fixed costs are the one where in simple term, whether you produce or sell or not, certain costs are going to be there, which you still have to incur. And so they are known as a fixed cost. So whether irrespective of the sales volume, you still have to pay the same rental for the space occupied, etc., go down, taken, etc. Variable costs are those which will change as per the activity level. So go down rental could be the fixed, but the kind of amount that you spend on the lighting of it depends on the how many days the go down functions, and therefore how many days your lighting or electricity gets consumed. So this and similar other expenditure are depending on the variable expenditure, as they say. So your total cost is the cost of your fixed cost and the variable cost. Fixed cost, that is apportioned to a per product cost, and then variable cost is a per product variable cost that is found out, and you have a people helping you from the cost accounting field. To that you need to add other costs. So there is the cost of promotion. So you will be investing in promoting the product. The cost of distribution, as I have earlier also mentioned, so cost of distribution needs to also come in. Promotion cost in rural market have a different connotation, where you have a lot of field oriented promotional opportunities possible, which is not the case with urban, where you can be newspaper or a direct digital, etc. So one need to really account for the nature of promotion approach that you are going to have, and for that what is the kind of a cost that you will pay. Distribution cost, as I told you, is again an intensive cost aspect into distribution of the goods. Now this depends on what is the distribution network that you have developed, how are you reaching your goods to this distribution network. These are the two things very important, at what frequency that you are doing the feeding of material to your network, etc. So companies have found ways and means to innovatively develop their channels. So like for in rural India, they have tapped the potential of pan shops, galas, highway dhabas and whatnot, and then they have found a way to reach out. They have determined the frequency to reach out those potential customers and retailer and all who stock your product. So they all aim is to minimize the cost of distribution and maximize the reach and availability of the product at the ground level. HUL has invested in an innovative business model called Project Shakti as a step to a sustained efforts, where Shakti Amma, or that lady who is in charge, she receives the goods when required. So not much of an inventory storage or the time or the place, etc. issue come into picture, and the goods gets transferred to the consumers directly, final end consumers. ITC has initiated what you call a procuring farm produce called Chopal, and the earlier conventional model was Chopal, and now it is e-Chopal. We'll probably study as we move forward. This way they try to see that longer term approach is also maintained. So ITC Chopal is the initiative which is for the farm produce, but ITC also need lot of farm produce as an input for their various other product lines. So they try to strike a balance by doing required initiative in terms of their distribution cost. So their distribution is looked then very deeply. So where there is an inward distribution cost, outward distribution cost, they try to strike a balance so that overall there is a win-win. So let's study the ITC e-Chopal. It's a service that they have rendered to the farmers. So it's like a nukkad or the place where most of the farmer can come together. ITC earlier in a conventional manner used to reach out to them the price and various other factors, the weather condition reports and all, with which they were supporting the farmers to sell the goods at the best rate in and around their area. They have later on used technology and they have provided the computers to one Sanchalak in that local area, and therefore this is known as now e-Chopal. So e-Chopal is an electronic Chopal where ITC uses Sanchalak's as a medium, who has a desktop available with him. Using the desktop, entire portfolio of support is rendered to the local farmers, like right from weather reports to like best prices the previous day in and around the market, etc., procurement price, the price of selling, etc. As a result, farmers who decide to sell his product then can take that input, go to the respective mandi or the market where he hopes to get the better price, and sell off his goods there. Yani. So that's where the how ITC is helping farmers to get remove a lot of middlemen issue in between and get the best for the produce that they produce. That way they are also able to secure or obtain the raw material at a reasonable rate, again removing the middlemen in between and keeping the control on their distribution cost, both inward distribution and outward distribution for them. So that's the utility of this module that they have developed for ITC. As you can see, that one farmer who's been trained by ITC, he's helping the other farmer friends to know a lot about what is happening at the ground level, the previous day, the weather condition, the threats, perceptions, etc. And that's how they get into helping each other, helping themselves and helping each other. So I have gave you a very short understanding how the eChopal project works. Yani. So it's a win-win for farmers and ITC overall. Initiative is embedded farmer to make a better choice where to sell based on the better farm practices and the prices that is available to him. Better access to other markets, market access is improved for them. Now there's road and other conditions help him to go far off and sell it. So as a result, overall, this is what is an example that one must understand, that company has to really create a stronger platform or an initiative or a channel through which overall distribution costs for both inward and inward material and outward material can be optimized, and as a result you are able to offer for your product something which is a reasonable price, value for money price to your consumers, and thereby you not only create the first acceptance, make your consumer stick to your product. So that is the brand stickiness. You can practice it very well. Pricing objective of the company. So that is the second thing that we have earlier decided, which I was supposed to, as I told you, that there is a, these two consideration come into picture, cost and the objective of the company, which are the internal factor that determines your pricing. So we are trying to just understand the second point, that is objective of the organization. Now, objective of the organization is a very larger word. Yani. Company needs to really decide what is it he wants to achieve by entering that rural market, by introducing that product. What is it my positioning going to be? What needs to be done to achieve that positioning? What needs to my distribution to reach that place, etc. So, various things. So, there is usually a trade-off between quality you offer and the price of the product. Generally, the trade-offs, if you take at a superficial level, is what is a product that you are offering, you probably have a trade-off there in terms of the quality of it, and then you feel that this is the best price that you can offer. What is often forgotten is that people do not take into account the promotion and the distribution cost, long-term impact of it, etc. As a result, capital investment, if it gets affected, then again your rural initiative may face a rough weather. So all this needs to be taken into account. Again, the best example that comes in is the Tata Swachh. Yani. They realize that the pure water is a need of an hour across the rural India who do not have a water filter capacity. They have developed a very simple purifier called Tata Swachh, yani, which is available only at about 1200 and uses very, very, very domestic ash as a byproduct to clean the water, etc. And that they are trying to reach out to various households across rural India. So, the objective is to reach out, provide a product which is of a utilitarian nature and create a penetration or the wide reach of the product so that overall there is a win-win proposition for both of you. So, again, the price is consideration of whether you are keen to have the recovery fast, you are keen to have a market development, you are keen to have competitive onslaught, you are keen to have a long-term stickiness. What is it that you want to achieve that determines? So that's the pricing objective of the company plays an important role. So there are objectives like minimum return on sales turnover. So companies may have certain minimum criteria. This much I must achieve. Yani. Making instant profit is difficult, but however, making a minimum profit for your long-term survival is critical. So you have your pricing strategy done on minimum return basis. Deeper penetration of the market. Since the objective is the expansion, the company looks at price point which will allow you to go not only deeper, create stickiness and spread your wings. So, Britannia launched a Tiger biscuit at 1, 2 and 4 rupees price point. Coke launched rupees 5 bottle. So, it's like what is the penetration that you expect based on which you create your not only product strategy, align your product strategy and create your pricing strategy, keeping with the competition. Obviously, while you work in your ways and your direction and you work on product strategy and you try to evolve a pricing strategy which is beneficial or a value for money to consumer as well as beneficial to you, competition may play a different card. Yaane. So, you have to also keep the competition in mind. Yaane. So, if the competitive price is competitive to you and reasonable or cheaper to you, then you may have to re-again look your pricing objective, the price points, etc., the product in picture, and then still arrive at a competitively pitched and priced product in the market so that people are able to determine value for money and prefer to use your product more than the competition. To deploy their entire marketing and to beat this one brand, this turn hurts the big company badly. And so like while this cheek shampoo revolution happened or while the Nirma revolution happened, the multinationals probably thought of killing them, and as a result probably disproportionate amount was invested in trying to derail the project, but they never could succeed in that, and the success journey of the brand continued. So one need to really be therefore careful in developing their branding strategy, pricing and branding. Ujala, Fairever, Gadi Detergent and Cheek Shampoo are some of the brands who use the competitive pricing strategy very effectively against even large multinationals. Sales volume and market share. So if this is your objective, then again you have to keep the objective in mind and then arrive at a price at which sales volume will increase in greater speed, in greater turns than the reduction in the price that you are doing. As a result, your market share is increasing so that you arrive at various other backend calculation that you may require to realign or readjust. So you will start from right from the product development R&D to distribution, and you will look at wherever you can cut the cost or optimize the spend. In other words, adopt the cost intensive strategy. So to become to increase the volume, market share, and yet remain competitive in the market, yield you the desired profit, what is needed is a cost intensive strategy. You have to look at all the aspects of the cost and try and see how you minimize or optimize the spend on various activities that is adding to your cost. External factors. We have seen that pricing is a result of internal factor as well as external factor. External factors are channel costs, competitors, environments. These are some of the costs that adds to your cost. So the price elasticity comes into picture. And elasticity, as you know, like depending on the growth in your volume, how much you are able to reduce, or whether your demand is sensitive to the price that you charge, etc. So these are those aspects of elasticity. Some of the external factors impacting the price, these factors have to be controlled. Price sensitivity of the customers when deciding on the price. We have earlier touched that sensitivity is a critical factor. What price points are acceptable to consumer, you must always know about for your kind of a product category, etc. Now, when you are introducing certain products into that category, what point will not only compete with your existing product range, but yet get you the additional market development support or snatch away the product from the competition? Those aspects come into picture. So, competitive pricing also determines the sensitivity aspects. Markets need to understand the price sensitivity of the consumers who form the target segment. So, they are sensitive to various aspects. So you need to form your opinion about what will trigger the favorable reaction or what will not you get you the required traction of the volume. Pick the brand like SKU that offers best volume for money. So small kits, as they say. How you package your delivery also to consumer, all that matters. The price sensitivity of the consumer offer a major challenge, because you will lose out if you are not really charging the right price to the consumers in terms of your profitability and various aspects. Rural India income, as I said earlier also, is very depending on the monsoon and various other climatic condition. But today we have seen that non-agri sector is also growing. So, fairly good income generation is happening across the rural India. But yet they are value for money conscious buyers. So, the price sensitivity, I will say, is high among the rural consumers, and that need to be factored in by any marketeer of the rural marketing. Channel cost and distribution cost is another challenge. You need to reach out to so many villages. This is like a overall figure is India is supposed to have 650,000 villages. Now, today, to reach out to those many villages, and within each village, you will have multiple outlets where your products are available. So, again, how to reach out to them when they need the product is a challenge that most of them have to overcome. Companies have adopted various methodology approach to distribution so that goods are available when needed most. So, all villages may not have the same intensity of usage. So, you may send them at instead of weekly in other markets, which is fast moving, you may send them fortnightly or monthly, bi-monthly. That kind of entire plotting has happened, and that is working successfully for the organizations, FMCG especially, who exactly know where, which market their product is moving at what speed and intensity, and therefore where they need to go at what frequency and all. And they have aligned their entire back-end delivery system to meet those requirements of the retail storekeepers. For national brands, again, we'll have to see the channel of distribution. Channel of distribution adds to your cost. So, they are trying to find innovative ways to reach out to the rural market in a more better or with a flat distribution network as much as possible. So, various things add to your distribution cost. Distribution cost needs to be looked at and controlled so that your final price becomes competitive. Competition. At the end, what comes is a competition. Now, competition also is doing all those things what you are trying to do. Now, either they succeed or you succeed, or when you come out with certain pricing decisions, competition may decide a counter strategy. So, again, they will come out with the pricing so that you need to then realign yourself, realign the back ends, etc., or take the hit for some time to gain or retain the volume, etc. So, these are the things that impacts you based on the competitive stance that has been taken by the competition. But while you are doing a pricing strategy or developing a pricing, you need to be aware of what the competition is doing, where they stand. So, how will that probably give you an opportunity or threat that is in front of you? That aspects will come out very clear, and you will be able to decide a price which is even competitive in the market. Environment, as I said, within the environment, the government policies change, the economic factors change, directives change, directions change. Now, suddenly, due to a war-like situation between two countries, the trade with that country got affected because the most favored nation tag was withdrawn by India. So, now, that's a risk. So, the many traders must, I'm sure, face the risk of losing the business. The material is lying and getting rotten at the borders. So, those issues, and that is a worry. So, that needs to be factored in. So, there is a government policy, stable government, unstable government, government with the mission, government without mission, whether it is a stage of a upcoming election or whether this is a post-election era. All those things will determine what will be the business environment be, and as a result, your pricing strategy will get impacted. Economic changes, economic changes has various aspects. The most important is the monsoon. All said and done, economy of India depends still on monsoon, and depending on the monsoon, various other industry prosperity is dependent on. And so, as a result, they each interlink. And so, the moment the monsoon is not so good, agriculture output, therefore the disposable income gets hit, and it gets visualized on almost a sale of every product. And so, economic this thing with the monsoon being linked and still not decoupled, companies need to really ensure that there is a significant this thing portion accounted to protect your interest against economic or environmental variations and the governmental interferences, etc. Technology. The technology at times makes suddenly one product redundant. As you see that here, the cost of the product does come down. Technology helps you to bring the cost down. So, besides the existing product getting benefited, there may be threat of product being obsolete. Innovation in the product have increased the reach, the target to the rural consumers. So, innovative product needs to be developed. As you see, Godrej Cool refrigerator or similar such that radio, which runs only on 12 volt battery, or say, that rotation kind of a turbocharge power requirement, etc. Videocon introduced a washing machine without a dryer in around just 2,500 rupees. Philips launched a low-cost smokeless chula. So these and many such things are there that reflects on technology helping you to develop a product, keep the investment low because of frugal innovations or whatever, and as a result, you are able to arrive at a final product pack with the value for money combination, and then you get the government attraction of your consumers, preference of your consumers, stickiness of your consumers, etc. Price setting strategies. Yani. So what we are trying to understand is the what could be the price setting strategies. So let's look at that various aspects of that. Much of a pricing policy expresses a perfect market. It assumes that the consumers have full information, are spoiled for choice, have many access to goods, and producers have flexible resource to increase supply and demand at will, etc. So these are some of the myths linked to the pricing strategy. This is what generally people who do not understand pricing tends to believe, or those who do not understand, or they have not seen the rural market or the market in which he is operating very well. We'll get into this kind of scenarios. However, assume that people will buy some quantity of good no matter what price they are offered. So one other fundamental this thing is, whatever may be the price, consumers will have to buy, no? So if he is addicted to using a toothpaste, he will have to buy the toothpaste, yani. So that also may be one aspect that gets considered. These assumptions are unfortunately do not work in rural market, yani. So what has been tried is, these are say assumptions for the urban market. Even there it is not guaranteed that it will work. It very categorically states that in the rural market, this kind of assumption led pricing strategy will not really help. Yani. Pricing strategy has to deal with functionality and value for money and what product life cycle you are at. So typically product life cycle of the product will also determine your pricing strategy. So this is also one of the aspects. So in rural India, the pricing strategy needs additional attention. Pricing should be in line with the functionality and value of the product that you are able to deliver. What product life cycle stage you are at.